Let's get it. What's good, everybody?
Yep.
Other episode. What's this, 8?
No, I think it's 9.
No, this ain't 9. I don't know. It's another episode of Sipping and Tripping. It's your co-host, D-White, a.k.a. Flight.
You don't even start it off.
But I'm starting off today, bro. We on the... Bro, we out here on vacation.
You need a country and you different.
But, yes.
You brand new.
Yes, I am brand new. We in the whole new country.
Go ahead and do your intro then.
I already did it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, bro.
I just took a picture.
You taking pictures on the iPad. While he over here fumbling with his iPad, we got Miguel, a.k.a. Mr. Wobble. Mr. I'm going to start a premium on my feet.
You had to plug me like that, but
bro, I'm trying to plug you
on
in.
Patreon.
Mr. Deep Waves.
Mr. Seasick.
I love it.
You want to go too?
You about? Go ahead.
Anybody else? LaRose, you got something to say? Go ahead. Can I go on?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Phone,
usually surfboard. I start.
Surfboard.
I'm done.
Man, come on, bro. Go ahead. Get your intro.
Flip the table.
My fault, bro.
Somebody else say something.
That's really my fault. I apologize, bro. I'll put that on me.
I am your co-host, Miguel, forever the seventh wheel, Terrell.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
Am I not the seventh wheel right now?
No, bro.
I count
that's
six
a,
people
that's
in
a big,
in a couple.
It's a big family.
Y'all got a whole orgy
here.
Right here.
We all family here.
What? We family?
Man.
Y'all know how we start this off. We always start off with a little shot. We actually not in Oklahoma. That's why we got this nice...
backdrop.
That's what you call it? Got it's this nice backdrop behind
frame.
Us.
Thank you.
And
we got the appropriate time to frame.
We in the ocean somewhere. You know, this nigga can't swim. I'm sorry, my
wow. Well, yeah. I mean, that's fine.
But we gonna start off. What you got over there?
I got a little... 1792, look like you just spilled your lemon drop, huh?
Don't point
it's
that out,
late,
they
bro.
Can't see it.
It's fine.
I got some from 1348. Vodka.
I don't, bro, first off, for those listening and watching, Miguel got the worst vodka of life. Like, it's like below bottom shelf. Like, I don't even know how low you can go with this vodka. Tastes like straight rubbing alcohol.
I promise you get it
on the black market.
Dudes lead the country for the first time in a while and don't know how to act.
I'm gonna say yes, I don't know how to act.
This is not the bottom shelf.
You're right, it's below it.
Can I explain my story?
Go ahead.
So what happened was I got off at the first stop. What is it, Nassau?
Nassau
is the capital of Bahamas. I don't think you knew that.
I did, but okay.
And I walked around. It was hot.
Right.
And I was looking for a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't sneak nothing on the cruise.
Okay.
And so I didn't want to... My thought process was, I can get this bottle of Ciroc, or I can get this Barton's.
Right.
I chose to get the Barton's because... if I couldn't get the bottle back on the ship, I didn't want it to lose a lot of money. That makes sense, though.
No, you're right.
That makes sense.
I mess with it.
Exactly. And so that's what I ended up doing.
So can you tell the people how you got it back on the ship? Because you didn't get it in the Barton's bottle, did you?
I took the Barton's bottle.
You took the Barton's bottle where?
I took the Barton's bottle
from the liquor store, right?
To the bathroom and then filled my water bottle.
So you couldn't do that with the Ciroc?
But the thing is, if this didn't get back on with the Ciroc in there, I'd have been upset. The Barton's cost about, Barton's cost me like $80, $90.
The Barton's cost you how much?
$80, $90.
Well, you got money.
Well, first off, you were $80, $90 lie.
Hey, I got you another one stronger.
Oh.
What is that? That's mine?
Yeah,
stronger. Y'all see how I do it?
I still get a stronger one, but what's weird, I will tell you, it doesn't...
Okay, I'm about to get some ass.
Miguel got fans, y'all. He over here got ladies buying his drinks. So everybody that tries to, or if he tries to deny it, just know. It's a lot. Like, if I could flip this computer right now, y'all would be able to see it, but he got fans. He got fans. But while he over there sipping, what we gonna do? We got the whole family with us. Everybody got their shot. We all gonna toast like we usually start off. Just waiting for Miguel to get back because he over here flirting. So whenever he get back, we'll go ahead and get our toast on. But you know, everybody else, we got, just to let y'all know who we got over here, we got Big Bro Stevie and his new fiance, La Rose. We got, of course, my beautiful lady, Caitlin here. We got Big Bro D-Ray, as y'all know, he already here. And we got his wonderful girlfriend, Chloe. And of course, Miguel. I'ma slang it to all of the older women on this cruise, Turley. So, like I said, we're gonna get this shot popping off.
I already know what you've been doing over here.
I'm just letting the people know that we all about to get this toast going. I'm just letting the people know we're about to get the toast going. That's it.
This is my not strong lemon drop.
So first off, before we all toast to this shot, go ahead and kill that lemon drop.
I got a sip on this.
Kill it. Good. That's perfect. I love it. Kill it.
It's gone.
No, it's still a little bit more. I see some bubbles. Challenge.
Trying to show Sharon with her. But
anyway. All right, we about to toast to everybody. Y'all can get y'all glasses inside. Toast. Lovely crew so far. Appreciate everybody here and everybody watching and listening. Love y'all.
We are 7 minutes in. We ain't talking about nothing.
Hey, man, this is the beauty of it. Let's go. Yeah, brace yourself for that. Brace yourself for that.
I'm like three drinks in.
That's fine. We ain't going nowhere. We at sea all day tomorrow.
Oh, I got work to do tomorrow.
That's, do you?
Some of us work on cruises.
Hey, man, this is a man that know how to get his money. When you do your own thing, you own your own business, right?
I do own my own business.
Look at that.
That's a side business. I'm getting that one off the ground. Man. But if y'all want to see an example.
We don't want to see no toes.
Can we get into the cast?
We're going to get into the topic, man. So recently, as I pour my yak, well, whiskey. Yeah, my Listerine, excuse me.
My chest, my lungs.
So recently,
my abdomen.
I know. Recently, the GOAT.
LeBron?
Nah.
Oh.
A lot of people consider Michael Jordan, Michael Jeffrey Jordan, the GOAT of basketball. And recently said that Steph Curry is a great player, but not a Hall of Famer yet. And judging by your face, I feel like you feel indifferent. So, Brother Turley, go ahead and speak on it, bro.
I think Jordan is just a hater.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only way to put it.
Well, you got to be famous.
Jordan is just like, have you ever seen those uncles that sit on the porch and like be like, back in my day,
yeah,
people, we didn't call fouls. People, they, we, like, that's how Jordan is being right now. Steph got the most threes.
Let me pull out this stat before we go. Steph has more career points than 80 people in the Hall of Fame. I believe that's what they said. 80.
80. He has more threes.
That does include Iverson. Is he better than Iverson?
Does he have more points than Iverson? I don't think Iverson was at what, 20? He was close to 30. Wasn't he?
I can't put him. Iverson's my favorite basketball player.
I can't put him over Iverson though.
All right.
I can't put him over Iverson. Yeah, we can't put him over Iverson.
What is he? He's a 3-time champion, 2-time MVP. One of them was unanimous. I mean, how can you not have him in your Hall of Fame?
I don't
right
understand.
Now, if he retired right now, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
You think just, so? You think just, he first ballot?
Like, I feel like they're gonna look at it, they're looking at his resume. They're like, oh, Aisha. And they're gonna be like, okay, you can go to the Hall of Fame just off Aisha alone. Aisha? I mean, she had that little time where she got less attractive.
Maybe it's the baby fat. It's the baby.
Let me put it on Steve. Hey, we got Stevie.
You
engaged, so you can probably say some stuff like that.
Let's go ahead. We're going to get Stevie sliding
in.
Beyonce,
go, hi, Mom.
Man, look.
Stevie is on something else.
Look, man.
I'm not that bold.
How I feel is, if Steph was to retire today, based off of accolades alone, I feel like he'll be a Hall of Famer. I don't know if he'll be first ballot. But you got to realize, I don't necessarily know how the Hall of Fame voting works. Maybe, D-Ray, you know how the Hall of Fame voting works? Like, who vote? I don't know who vote. If it's old or if it's a Hall of Famers already, yeah, Millie Rock. Hey. If it's other Hall of Famers that's voting,
okay.
I don't think they're gonna put Steph first ballot. But then again, you never know. I don't know. For Michael Jordan to say that he's not a Hall of Famer yet, I feel like back-to-back MVPs, one of them being unanimous, has virtually every three-point record there is, three NBA championships.
Aisha.
I mean, the man is a great player. I think he's a Hall of Famer. I just don't know. I mean, you never know. I mean, you see, like, this voting thing is starting to get worn out because, I mean, I don't necessarily think the Hall of Fame voting is just like the MVP voting. Probably but you not. Can see how the MVP voting was. They didn't vote James Harden to be MVP because of voters fatigue. They was tired of it.
Before we move on, let me introduce this chocolate brother.
Yeah.
Right here. This is Stevie. We down two in a men's league championship game.
No,
I'ma hit three. Burgess.
Put it on.
What you think about this topic?
As much as I don't like Steph.
You don't like Steph? Why don't you like Steph? Hold on.
You gotta understand. Steve is a LeBron fan though. LeBron fans don't really mess with Steph like that. Hey, how y'all doing?
It's like,
doing
how is he?
Who's your favorite player right now? LeBron?
Yeah.
Who's your second favorite? I know you gotta have a second.
Second is probably gonna be
Carson Edwards.
Nah, I like Giannis. I'll give Giannis. But LeBron could have been MVP like 13 years.
I agree.
He should have it.
Voters for team. Voters for team.
Exactly. I definitely agree.
Exactly. Flight's point. So it's
bro.
Just like,
what are you doing? Put the camera back over.
You gonna put the camera?
My bad.
Nice
to
know yourself, sexy man.
So what do you feel about this Jordan hating on Steph? That was the headline. Jordan hating on Steph. So
yeah, was it really the headline?
I think so.
I'll speak Mike's greatness, but like I said, he sound like a hater.
It's exactly what he sound like. There's no way if you look at his resume.
It's like Reggie really busted your ass. Steph
shoots
better than him.
Didn't Reggie put the paws on him?
No, I don't know. Jordan got in a lot of scuffles.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know if he was put
in the house tonight.
That's probably what Jordan is missing from him. He need to see a fight out of Steph.
You gonna show the freaks?
I'll show the freaks in the
Miguel
house.
Miguel over here showing the freaks on the iPad.
That's
so
a fashion
over
fit, $13.99 on
boy,
right now.
Boy,
stop what?
Stop calling him out. But I really think it's nothing less than hating. So you think that Steph quitting right now would be a Hall of Famers.
Yeah. Okay. As much as I hate to say it.
He a Hall of Famer.
He's got to be, just off his stats and
accuracy.
Let's
the man that don't really need no introduction.
We've had him on here.
Where you going?
I got no boo-boo.
No.
You know that. You already on here.
Go ahead.
They call him Hang Time on and off the court.
Not because of basketball.
Oh, right, hell. So what you think? Why are you looking at me?
I'm sorry.
I said.
What you think about the headline, man?
Can I say something before we get into Daniel? Let me turn the cameras around. I'm sorry. Come move it back. You know what I'm about to say?
I am lit! Alright, so what you think, bro?
My friend over that direction. I can show her. She bought me a drink. Stevie said she got on real diamonds.
They are real. They lied to me.
And I'm lit.
Cool.
But
can we let D-Ray?
Can we go down? Yeah. Okay. I'm just lit.
Daniel.
He's in.
What I say?
Daniel. You are lit.
So what you think, bro?
Yeah, I think Jordan was hating, of course.
Yeah, okay. Most definitely.
But Steph, that's the next question. Why was he hating? Because he getting a lot of shine.
MJ not in
the light. And they compare. A lot of people comparing Steph to Jordan and how he changed the game and all this stuff.
Let me ask both of the guests. Do y'all think he would have said the same thing about LeBron?
No.
So what makes LeBron a Hall of Famer right now and not Steph?
They were both first of all.
I would say the finals MVPs. That's what he's missing. That's what Steph's missing.
No,
he got no finals MVP, right?
No. Wait.
No.
Because
no.
Andre Iggy won.
Iggy won the first one, and KD won the last two. Two. So, yeah, so no. But he got.
I can get your point there from MJ's perspective.
Well, MJ got what? He got six finals MVPs, six and how many finals? Regular season MVPs?
Five.
Five. That's right. Bro, MJ's stats is stupid. Like LeBron, he already said he ain't really messing with LeBron on that tip. Like he said that after
when he won in Miami.
Yeah, because and I mean you know Mike, he was upset that LeBron had to go join two other Hall of Famers,
yeah,
D Wade and Chris Bosh, to get his first ring. LeBron went to what, nine finals,
eight
finals, and he's 3-5.
Something like that.
Yeah,
3-5. Because he won two in Miami, one in Cleveland.
Yeah.
He lost, then lost one in Miami, lost two in Cleveland, or three in Cleveland.
Yeah, he lost to Dallas.
San Antonio three times.
Can we skip
or,
this
no,
part?
Two times.
Huh?
He lost to Dallas, San Antonio twice, and then lost to Golden State.
Yeah.
Talk about this hurt you, Stevie.
It hurts.
So, I mean, that's why MJ went 6-for-6 in the finals.
That's why you know.
And was the finals MVP all six times.
Yep.
Never went to seven games in the finals.
I don't even think
he went to seven games in the playoffs.
Yeah, he did once.
One time in his career he went to game Pacers. Seven.
If y'all don't remember, Jordan was getting swept before he got Pippen.
This is true. No, I'm not gonna sit here and say that he didn't have anybody, because like Jordan did have somebody.
He had
Scottie.
He had a top 50.
Think about he had a top 50. And that's crazy.
That's D Wade and LeBron.
That's D. Yeah, exactly. So you look at it. His first 3 years, he had in the first three championships, he had Pip, and then had
Morris. Yeah.
Did he have the Warriors?
Cartwright.
Coach?
Cartwright had a
who?
No. That was his last three.
The last three.
The last three. But he had a. What up?
Playing a game for like tonight. We had a trade.
What, two? What? Oh, you good?
You gotta trade for something.
They trading for something. Y'all about to be on the podcast today.
Yeah.
So look, we got some teams. They got
first
a trade
of all,
for
I don't two. Want you on the
Ohio
podcast. No. You're not a Ohio State fan, are you?
No. I live in Kentucky.
Okay, I'm a Michigan fan.
My girl lives in Ohio, and I got this trip from her.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Well, we're good.
All right. So let's see. What do we have
to trade?
What we got to trade?
Give him that Listerine bottle.
No,
I can't give him that. Man.
Is this on YouTube?
Yep, it will be.
It's on everywhere.
What's it going to be called?
But what can you trade for that? Oh, you can trade anything?
Hey, I'll trade you what?
Anything.
It got to be anything? We ain't got nothing to trade.
Is there a gift shop around here?
Hey, I got something better to trade you.
If you have a gift shop, I'll go buy something from the gift shop and trade you for that.
Really? The gift shop's down here.
It's around here. He didn't give you no direction.
He's
over
around.
It's over there. It's called the collection.
When did y'all competition end?
Wait, what time do you have to be back? 9:15.
What time is that?
9:15.
You said 9:15 or 9:50?
9:50.
Oh, I'm about to say, because y'all about 15 minutes late.
Yeah, y'all
are
late.
I got, if I...
You don't have to.
Nah, we don't have anything.
If you can't find nobody,
right,
I'll do it. Go find somebody.
Find somebody and get something.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Have a good night.
I forgot what I was saying.
We was talking about how
MJ's,
I am starting my premium.
Game seven.
What?
You still trying to plug the foot premium in. Go follow, what is it?
Toes Turley.
No, I don't know what we was talking about.
Oh, we talking about how Jordan had he had a big three, but he had people on the third one.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he had a team.
He had a supporting cast.
Yeah,
even
he had a supporting
cast. Unlike LeBron.
One of the times when he quit on his team, he quit. His team went.
You talking about because he retired?
He quit.
You talking about okay.
Well, he gave up
on
his team.
Mind y'all.
He quit?
His pops passed, man.
The Rockets won two championships, and Jordan came out and said that the Rockets was the only team he had problems with because of Mad Max. Shout out Mad Max. Shout out H-Town. But yeah, go ahead.
He quit when Jordan quit on his team. Didn't they lose like two less games?
Yeah.
They came a shot away
from
Pip, going
Pip
back
was
to
an
the
MVP
finals.
Candidate.
Yeah.
People don't realize that
when they
talk about this situation.
So
question.
How
cold his team was.
So I guess this can go ahead and split it. LeBron went to Miami. We know D-Wade was an MVP candidate.
Mm-hmm.
He was a finals MVP, regular season MVP candidate. Was Chris Bosh an MVP candidate in Toronto?
But he has 24 and 12. No.
So, and that's now we got to sit here and say, like, did he play with? He played. LeBron played with another MVP candidate regular season.
Who gonna be ranked high at the end of the day? Chris Bosh or Pippen?
Pip, off top.
Pippen D Wade. I think it's gonna be D Wade.
It's definitely gonna be D Wade. But Pippen top 50. But Pip was top 50. To me,
so. Did LeBron ever have
D-Wade a 10? D-Wade is the third greatest shooting guard to ever play the game.
Did LeBron ever have a team, like on the second three, probably? Did LeBron ever have a team that was better than Jordan's team?
I don't think there's – the only team statistically that was better than Jordan's team was the Golden State Warriors that lost to LeBron.
Yeah.
I mean, because it was really LeBron and the Cavs.
Oh.
So, and LeBron –
You said they lost to LeBron?
Yeah. And it was down, they was down 3-1, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
So – I mean, that ring does a lot. Now, you can go ahead and say that, you know, Draymond didn't get ejected against the Thunder. They came back from 3-1 to get to the finals. Draymond gets ejected in the finals and plays a big course, and they come back to push it to 7 and win.
Out of those 6 rings Jordan had, how many times was he the underdog?
Never.
I'm saying, like,
he had the best team every single time.
That's why. No, because he's the GOAT.
No, it's not about him being the GOAT. I'm talking about his team was better than most teams ever.
Because of him.
This is where you go to the stats with LeBron and MJ.
We don't even got to go to the stats. Well, the only stat you need to know is when Jordan quit on his team. Exactly. When he quit on his team was a shot away from going to the finals. They lost two less games than the year before.
That is facts.
They had a better team regardless.
Basketball just evolved.
Yeah, man. Shout out to basketball,
better,
man.
And better and better. It's
look,
like,
it don't matter how you, this is the beauty of it though, because everything's opinionated, bro.
Yeah, right. No, and when it comes to LeBron and Jordan, I feel like when it comes to LeBron, Jordan, Kobe, and I would throw Shaq in there, you can't go either way, in my opinion. You can't go wrong.
You can't. Yeah, you can't go wrong.
I feel like Shaq
is the most dominant player.
It depends. Okay, so D-Ray said you can.
You can.
So,
I take Kobe out.
You take Kobe over.
He's just Jordan, so I can't put him in there.
I feel like Kobe.
I feel you.
I feel you.
I know you've seen it, but
I feel like it was
only, it was a difference because he didn't go 6-for-6 in the finals.
I feel like the difference was the
and he didn't have he only had 2 finals MVPs.
I feel like the difference was
because Shaq had 3.
Yeah.
So
I feel like the difference was I feel like Kobe was literally the smartest person to play the game.
Yeah, he had the best player to study.
I don't know. I don't know if Kobe the smartest player in the game because
LeBron's IQ
is through the roof.
Think about it.
I think Bron.
He is smart. Okay, at his time when LeBron was starting off, but when Kobe was playing, that sweep through when he was getting you to foul him.
You talking about who you talking about?
Kobe.
Kobe. You talking about in his pinch pass at the elbow?
Through,
yeah.
When he was getting you to foul, who was doing that? I didn't see Jordan do that. Kobe came out with that sweep through.
Well, you got to realize that. Okay, so now you got to change this though, because now you got to realize that shit changed.
It changed
Jordan had his own rules.
Yeah.
Jordan had his own rules. They had the Pistons. The Pistons called it Jordan rules. This is your squad. Joe Dumars, Bill Lambeer, Isaiah Thomas.
But LeBron did destroy the Pistons as well.
He did.
Was it 28-25 straight?
Hold on, see. First of all, it was 25 straight.
Oh, my fault.
First, don't you.
It felt like 35, but go ahead.
So, okay.
After you finish your point, because I'm about to light fire to
that. So look, you got to think about it. This is another reason what makes Jordan had his own rules, like Jordan rules, and it essentially was put his ass on the ground. And it didn't matter.
Can you hold this for a second?
It didn't matter.
So you done talking? You finished?
Yeah, you got it, bro. I know you got something to get off your chest.
We sat there and said that Jordan had his own rule. They talking about essentially on offense. Jordan had his own rules on defense, too. There's been plenty of occasions where refs walked up to him and apologized for calling a foul on Jordan.
That's respect.
Have y'all not seen that?
Yeah, I did.
Who else did they – you never seen that any other time where a ref walked up to a player and said, I'm sorry for calling that. Like, my fault. Like, no other player had that respect on both ends of the ball.
That's
so we talk about him having – we talk about him having great
he
defense.
He was defensive player of the year.
Okay, we talk about him having defensive player of the year as a guard, whatever. But how many of those defensive plays was fouls, but they didn't get called because he had that Jordan respect? He had them Jordan rules.
I can stop offense right there and defense. Ron Artest had the same thing.
When?
He won Defensive Player of the Year.
Ron Artest was actually out there.
Whatever you're saying is just validating Jordan.
Because I'm saying that Jordan.
Off top, when you said Jordan had respect from the refs, off top. And most of his stuff wasn't on the defensive end. He would get fouled. They wouldn't call it. It would be on defense. They wouldn't call a foul on Jordan. They would call a foul on somebody else, and Jordan would go up to him and be like, hey, you know, that's the same thing down there. You better give me that call next time. And they would say, you know what, Mr. Jordan, I'm sorry. Next play down, he would get that foul.
Okay, he did that a few times, and they started calling everything.
That's respect.
When it comes to LeBron, it's like, oh, you bigger than everybody. It's like he gets fast.
Because the rules change.
That's
fact. But it's like,
oh, you bigger than everybody. Like,
I don't agree with.
If LeBron was Jordan and Kobe size, he would have a lot more points. Because he going to the line a lot more.
No, because it's still in this new era.
How many times he went to the finals and got fast? Because of the era, he's not supposed to get those points.
No, I'm not saying he's not supposed to get them. I'm just saying that's probably why he didn't get them.
Yeah, they didn't have hand checking, too. It was
they hand checking. They had hand checking was allowed in Jordan's era. There's no hand checking. How was that soft?
That's a fact. But
it's soft. But that's
even
not
then. It was a foul.
No. Hand checking in the '90s was not a foul. Hand checking now, that is not a shooting foul. So of course, if people's hand checking LeBron, first off, they already say LeBron's too strong, so he don't get the call. Second off, it's not a shooting foul, so he's not getting to the line.
Okay,
I'm
gonna go ahead and say this right now. The fact that they had these Jordan rules back in the '90s. What did you say?
He said, fuck Michael Jordan.
I thought that's what you was about to say.
I thought he was too. It was funny.
I'm not going to say that. Because I respect this game. I used to be a huge Jordan fan.
I love both.
But the thing is, back in the 90s, they was fouling like that because they couldn't move laterally. A lot of the players couldn't sit there and stay in front of a player. Players now are more athletically advanced than back then.
Okay,
the day.
I agree with that. I'm not going to sit here and say that they couldn't move laterally. They just couldn't hold Jordan.
It wasn't even just about Jordan.
It was just Jordan.
It wasn't even just about Jordan.
Jordan was torching any and everybody.
Every time you see a Jordan highlight, it's on the Pistons. It's on the Knicks.
I've seen highlights on the Rockets. I've seen highlights on the Sonics. I've seen highlights on the Suns. I've seen highlights on the Sixers.
You got the bottom. You got the bottom of the barrel where it's nothing but this. And he's dropping 108 on him every single time. It's nothing but this.
Hey, that is facts. I did watch that 97 finals against the Jazz,
but it wasn't
Karl Malone.
No. It wasn't this. It wasn't this guarding him.
Who was guarding him?
Byron Russell.
And Byron Russell is
he's not trash at defense.
But on offense, I seen this dude miss a reverse layup and he's 6
wide open.
Wide open. And I'm like, okay.
But now, I will say this. What was Jerry Sloan thinking putting Hornacek on Jordan? Second of all, how the hell did we get all the way to Jeff Hornacek and we talking about Steph and Jordan?
You just brought Hornacek 2 seconds ago.
I just decided to put that in there because we ain't got that far.
It's because
we got to go into Jordan.
Jordan LeBron is a hot topic for me because don't get me wrong. Any highlight you see, my bad boy Pistons was fouling him. He was good. But he was less good. But then he played those other teams at the bottom of the barrel, and he went off. We don't ever talk about them. It's because a lot of them wasn't athletic. They couldn't do anything against them.
I can't wholeheartedly agree because he's killed everybody.
He's killed everybody.
It don't matter who it was.
Yeah, he's killed everybody. But it's a lot easier when you got
when he was a GM for the Wizards.
He dropped 52 at the age of 40.
I sat there and agreed that he was killing, but it's a lot easier when more than half of your season is in.
No, hold on. He was
40, still killing people.
When the game changed, people got athletic.
But you still in
the 2000 now.
First of all, I can't respect that because the way he did Rip Hamilton that year. Rip Hamilton
is one of the best defensive players to ever play the game.
It wasn't even about defense. Rip Hamilton came out, I think airballed like a go-ahead shot.
This is when they played together. You talking about when they played together. My fault.
Rip Hamilton came down and sat down next to him and Jordan sat. He moved away.
I would have too. You can't airball it.
What? No. Jordan was on the bench at the time. All right,
so at the end of this, so what are we saying?
Steph gotta go back to the original topic.
We gotta go back to the original topic.
Jordan hating.
Jordan is hating. Steph is a Hall of Famer.
LeBron gonna be better than him at the end of his career.
LeBron, well, when we say better, what do we mean? Because he already passed him in points.
I say when it's gonna be better. I think they're gonna be even.
It depends. And it depends on who you talking to.
It's gonna be a plateau.
It depends on who you talking to, because he's 6-for-6 in the finals. Got 6 finals MVPs, 5 NBA MVPs. Got a defensive player of the year. Okay. He's 4th in career in scoring. Like I'm saying, I don't want to sit here and say that I disagree with anything you're about to say. I'm just saying I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Because I believe that at the end of the year, if we.
Out of all those accolades, what are you weighing the most? What holds the most weight?
I'll do it on the defensively.
Because
he won one.
I feel
as a guard.
Yeah, that would win for me. For me, that would be the biggest thing.
To this.
Because he won.
This.
He didn't win as many, but he still won.
If it wasn't for Dwight Howard, would LeBron have a defensive player of the year?
No.
That year in Miami?
The chase down blocks?
They
finished like second that year. Behind Dwight.
They wasn't going to give it to him.
They wasn't going
honestly,
to give it to him. Why?
I feel like LeBron could win.
You just said they wasn't going to give
NBA
it to him.
Right now.
It's a popularity
contest. What, he finished second?
He finished behind Dwight.
I thought he finished third.
LeBron's won any award.
If he finished,
thank you very much.
Y'all have a good night.
I'll be here every night.
Bye, guys. Bye. Y'all take it easy. I thought he finished third. If he finished second, then obviously they're going
to
give it to him if
Dwight
was
white ladies to, you got to get in a dough with them. Because, I mean, y'all in a relationship. Let me go ahead and drop this knowledge to y'all.
Let's go ahead.
Let me drop
hold
this
on, before,
knowledge
before
to y'all.
You drop this knowledge, because this is going to be a perfect, another topic. We just going to kill this whole LeBron, Jordan, Steph shit.
First of all, Steph should be in the Hall of Fame.
Steph will be a Hall
LeBron
of Famer.
LeBron and Jordan, in my opinion, are going to be at the same level at the end of his career. LeBron ended his career. Because of all the years he played, he's going to get the stats. He's going to, like, Jordan has his accolades up to here. I feel like LeBron's, he's going to get the other accolades, which evens it out. He may not have the rings, but he'll have everything else.
Have y'all thought about this? Steph Curry is to LeBron what AI was to MJ.
AI only had, five years?
Except Steph, he upped AI by winning the championship.
I will say, that is, I've never heard that.
I've never heard that.
I'm an AI fan.
That's
like
solid.
LeBron is
that's
like
solid.
The top dog. MJ
that's,
was the top dog.
That's
AI came
well,
with
now
the
I'm not even about to get in there because now they're trying to put LeBron down, and
yeah,
we all know LeBron's still up here. But
yeah, I
like that. That's probably going to be something we talk about. Another
but that's just the, I'm just ending it like I said. Steph Curry, if he stopped right now, if Steph Curry would stop 2 years ago, he's still a Hall of Fame in my opinion. LeBron and Jordan,
two championships.
Yeah. Two unanimous MVPs.
Right. I mean, Charles chucking up.
Right then, at that point 2 years ago, he was at least like two on a 3-point list. If you let Tracy McGrady in.
Hey, man, not too much on T-Mac.
Not too
much
topic.
On T-Mac.
That's a different topic.
Not too much on T-Mac.
But at the end of the career, I feel like if you are a logical fan, if you weigh the stats and everything equally, LeBron and Jordan will be about the same.
Stats and eye tests.
Because at the end of the day, I think LeBron is a lot smarter than Jordan was. I think he went up against a lot harder competition and harder coaches. But that's a different topic.
That's a different topic for a different day, but we going to kill that finally. Now, Miguel going to go ahead and now he wanted to go ahead and say on what you need to do on the cruise for those people that's listening or watching or both.
It's not even just about a cruise.
Or anywhere. Go ahead. So Miguel went ahead and put his game down on these older women. Remember what I was telling y'all earlier? He went and put his game down over there on these grand cougars. Got him a drink. They made sure when they left, they said bye.
I'm trying to get my bills paid.
Bro, do what you got to do.
As
a matter of fact, get out of here.
I
need my bills paid, too.
My thing is, I got to pay taxes in February. Y'all getting taxes back.
Ooh,
for the most part,
I pay.
You pay taxes?
Yes.
You don't got a good. You need to get a better.
I've been trying
CPA.
To leave for the longest.
Have a kid.
I'm trying to find something.
Get that tax credit.
That's all it takes.
Oh yeah, that's way better than what we got.
Yeah, I can't.
Way
I'm not gonna be able to do Michael Kors.
I love it.
There you go. But I'm just sitting there. I don't know what he's saying.
He said they about to run the train on him.
Bro,
these kids 13.
I'm gonna edit that one.
Yeah, that one
out. It's gonna be in this, but it's gonna be edited out. But yeah, I'm just saying, my My goal is, I'm almost 30. I'll be 30 in about 2 months.
Right. Go ahead, plug the birthday for those that don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Plug it in for those that don't know.
December 26th. I wasn't going to say nothing. December 26th.
Right after Christmas.
I'm trying to get my bills paid at this point.
Hey, man, shout out to get me a cougar. Man, let me shout out Turley one time, man. Every year for the last 11 years since I've known homie. He always makes sure he plug his birthday in 6 months in advance. He gonna make sure that you remember his birthday.
The thing is, all the previous years, I've been sad around my birthday. This year, I'm gonna be lit. No matter what. Right now, I'm sorry. Did I scare y'all ladies? I am so sorry. But I'm gonna be lit regardless of the fact in December. What's going on? But regardless, I'm gonna be lit. But to get you a cougar, at the end of the day, you just gotta be nice to these people. Stevie over there doing something.
You trying to figure out what's going on. There's something going on.
You gotta be nice to these. It's these older, I hate to bring race into it, but the older white ladies, they be like, oh, they see me and I sit there and I talk to them. They be like, okay, that's my nigga right there. That's what they be thinking.
That's what they say. Or in their head.
That's what they say in their head.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I didn't even ask for a drink.
I didn't know that either.
Damn, did I ask for a drink? Look at that. It's already set in stone right there.
You're right. We are doing a podcast, so they just trying to figure out who we talking to.
But did I ask for a drink or anything? I sat there, I gave them a little smile at the start. She started talking to me.
But that's this game you got.
And then after like 30 minutes, or not 30 minutes, like 15 minutes, she bought me a drink without me asking.
You cold blooded.
I can't even get my girl to fold my clothes. Man, you look like you drink.
You able bodied.
Wait, hold on. What does that mean?
Able bodied?
Yeah, because he's able bodied.
That means his body is fully in tune to do whatever he needs to do.
So your body ain't in tune to do whatever you need to do?
I'm single. There's a difference.
Oh, okay. There we go. That's what I was waiting for. I was trying to figure out what the difference was.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a difference. Okay. I'm single. But let's move on to the other topic because my mom do watch these.
Man, look.
I'm sweating. I'm nervous.
I just
want
to talk about how we out here doing new things. Yeah. Well, I ain't gonna lie, I couldn't tell you that like we'd ever be on a cruise. I never just thought about taking a cruise. Now I'm gonna try and do. I think we should try and do one every year.
First of all, I think we should try to do something for my birthday.
Yeah, so you said you wanna do a cruise for your birthday?
I do a cruise. I do a trip. Hell, we can pull up to the apartment. I don't got no apartment.
You in the crib.
We can pull up to the house. We can do whatever. I'm about to turn 30.
Turn up. If we don't turn up on your birthday, we have to turn up. Yeah. Whenever we come
back. We can turn up from
because, you know, we coming back from Houston. So.
We can turn up from the 15th of December to the 15th of January.
That works.
That's going to be my birthday.
Now, the birthday's about to roll around because you 26, and then we got what?
Chris is on the 30th. Damn near.
No, Chris on the 3rd.
29th?
January 3rd.
Oh, yeah, he's Capricorn. That's all I knew.
He the 3rd. But then after that, I mean, I got a homie back in Houston, or he in Chicago. His birthday in January. But after that, like, 215 homies, everybody's birthday in February, damn near.
But we're not going to talk about that. We only got one more birthday. That's this year.
This year. You about to end off the year right.
I mean, we end
off
with
a bang. End it with a bang.
Say the best for last. That's what I heard. And I'm trying to do a trip, so... If y'all got something out there that y'all think I should do, I know y'all come with opinions every single time that I talk. Y'all talk down on me.
Side note, we can go ahead and talk about that. What we talked about earlier, how everybody be outside you.
Everybody.
So it's funny.
I can't be that controversial.
I believe we 8 episodes in. He say 9. I believe it's 8.
Whatever.
But whatever the case is, that every single episode, Miguel has said something controversial. And everybody has been going at Miguel. Nobody came at me.
Nobody.
Which I think is hilarious. But I haven't said nothing crazy. And so now he's trying to get me to say something crazy every podcast.
Have I been saying something? The last thing
you just been speaking your mind.
The last time I said something, and I'm not going to say his name, but it was a friend that sat there. I sat there and I literally said, if you don't like seeing gay people being gay together, you can look the other way. I'm like, I serve a God that sat there and told me that love thy neighbor. It don't matter if they gay, they don't like him, they don't like God, they don't like anything. You just love them. And I love gay people no matter what. That don't mean I'm gay, but if I see you kissing, I don't want to see straight people kissing.
Right, yeah, so at least it's an equal thing.
Yeah, so if I don't want to see gay people, I can literally look the other way and allow them to be happy. Who am I? How, let me say this. How miserable do you have to be in your life or your relationship to see somebody loving somebody they want to love and try to stop them from loving that person?
That's tough.
Like, that's the thing. I ain't had a successful relationship yet. You laughing?
That's tough too.
It's the truth. That's y'all all in successful relationships to this point, at least. I haven't had a successful one yet. How can I look at somebody that's in a relationship with somebody else and then love, they like, no, you can't love that person?
You got a point.
And if I'm that type of person, when I do find a woman of my dreams, I gotta be okay with people sitting there like, oh, you shouldn't date her.
I agree with you. I agree wholeheartedly.
And to the person that sat there and said something, so there's no hard feelings. I'm just sitting there.
Just know where he's coming from. Just know where he's coming from.
I can sit there. I'm just at the point where I was miserable for so many years of my life because of my depression. I can sit there and see some people happy and be okay. I could be happy with their happiness.
Right.
And that would make the world a lot better.
And that's the thing I'm saying. We don't gotta worry about everything. Every fight is not yours.
It's crazy though, because that's just how everybody wanna act. That's just us as people.
Yeah.
We always wanna worry about what everybody else is doing, but never wanna worry about what we got going on. We always wanna judge. But even though that's not what God wants us to do. I mean, it's just human nature. That's just how we are.
That's why I'm gonna say this, and I don't want y'all to, this is the controversial part.
If anything, I've rocked with you on every single one.
But you're not
going to
rock with this one. I already know. Okay. But if you gay, you got one time to shoot your shot with me. I'm going to tell you I'm not gay. The second time, we got a problem.
We just encountered this. So let me tell you a story. We just encountered this now. So we over here.
Was this today?
No, this wasn't today. This wasn't today. This was
on the boat.
It was on the boat.
Oh,
it was at the club out here.
Your secret admirer is still here.
He's still here.
He's not even secret no more.
With his wife.
Ah.
So, and I'm fine. I mean, people gonna talk. People gonna probably say something, whatever. I don't care. But to your point,
I tried to hold it in.
He said, you got one time.
Look, so to your point. So we at the club.
Yeah.
Me, Kate, Stevie, the Rose.
Okay.
We go to the club. They playing music. We dance. Get it.
Okay.
Caitlin in front of me. I'm dancing with her.
Get money. You can really relate to that.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm dancing or whatever. And then, like, this dude and his wife is behind him. This dude comes over and tries to, like, nudge Kate out the way and start dancing on me. I'm like, oh man, like, get your ass on.
Wait, well,
was he
trying to be the giver or the taker on that dance?
It's too disrespectful accident.
To be the giver. It was okay trying to be both.
Oh.
He moved Kate out the way, so he was taking and giving.
Oh, so he was like face to face.
Nah, he turned around.
Oh.
I moved him. I'm like, you know how you jive and somebody in front of you giving that little forearm thing to get by and finish. I promise that was in his head, bro. Cause he was like, I'm like, bro, if you don't move, cause I'm like, first time, like you said, first time, cool. I'm not gay. Move.
You move. Stop it.
I'm trying to help you out, bro.
Look, second time he came around, same thing. Now, like, Kate not around me. Like, I'm turning around and he right there. Now we about to box.
How you doing?
Oh.
Good. But what you said, y'all yeah, about to box.
Miguel almost pulled about a 46-year-old woman. No ring. Single.
From Venezuela.
I'm trying to get my bills paid. But what were you about to say?
Huh? Oh. I was about to swing on old buddy the second time.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to sit there. I hope people understand that, because they may take the clip down by old Miguel Gay. No, you got one time.
That's what they're going to say. Look.
You can shoot your shot.
I do not have a problem with anybody that loves the same sex.
Right.
I don't have a problem with anybody that associates themselves as anything but straight.
Like I got to say.
But if you come to me the first time, hey, I appreciate it. Even flattered. But I'm not. I don't swing that way.
And there was context clues that he's not gay.
The second time, yeah, there was context clues. I think Caitlin is right here.
I feel like they wanted you and Kate But they was like, he was just trying to come to you as a man.
I thought about
he was just trying to say, hey, man, you know. All
right, man to man, look, I think you look good. I think you look good.
I know.
You know, my wife think your girl look good. I think we should get this party started. It's the first night of the cruise.
Hey, them sweats is looking. I see it.
Swing your way real quick.
So what they said about black men, it is true.
Man, look.
Like I said, you got, you can sit there and you can shoot it. If I shut it down, you come back at it.
What you mean if?
No. Oh, damn, that's the wrong word. When I shoot it down, if you come back after that, I'm not gonna swing, but I feel highly disrespected.
I'm swinging because he tried to grind.
That's different.
If you talking to me, then it's like, hey, bro, I told you. He trying to grind.
Baby, grind with you. Slow grind.
He almost got hit.
He
want to
play swords.
He tried to buy
swords. Chill out, dog. Chill out. I ain't playing no swords. Hell no.
You don't want your bills paid?
Man, I ain't going out like that, bro. I'm a hard-working man. I ain't going out like that.
If you watch Will Smith and Six Degrees of Separation...
Nah, I ain't going out like that, bro. I can't, dog. I can't.
I know. I am right there with you, brother.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was. Goodness gracious.
Miguel out here getting them.
The one in the back started laughing, though. Look at them cheek. I mean, y'all can't look at the cheeks. I can't even holler at that one. That one too old.
Hey, man, this podcast is about to get wild, man. And we have 47 minutes. My computer about to die, man.
Everybody travel out the country at least
at
once.
At the end of the day, Steph is a Hall of Famer right now.
Right.
LeBron and Kobe, in my opinion, on the same level. But LeBron and Jordan on the same level right now.
Right.
But Jordan got the edge at this very point.
Right.
Cougars be looking for their nigga.
Hey, man, but I might have to put that as a podcast title. Bro, that's in the run. That's got to be the podcast on the Cougars looking for that nigga.
And if you gay, you can shoot your shot.
If you gay, you can shoot your shot.
When I shut it down.
When I shut it down.
Shoot again. Yes,
I'm saying if. When I shut it down, that don't mean come back.
Everybody going down.
Bro, that don't mean come back. That don't mean come and try and grind on me. None of that.
Baby, grind on him.
But as always, we're going to go ahead and end it there. As always, we appreciate the love. Go ahead, follow,
what
like,
episode
subscribe.
Is this?
This is 8.
Kobe style.
I think this is 9.
It's 8.
Rondo style.
It's 8.
Okay. It says Kate.
I'll look it up.
It's 8.
All right, well, this is episode 8 of the Symphony Tripping Podcast.
Make sure y'all follow, like, subscribe to the Facebook page and the Instagram page. Facebook page, Sipping and Tripping. Instagram page Sipping and Tripping _215. What's the YouTube?
YouTube is just Miguel of 215.
Follow Miguel of 215. Subscribe to Miguel of 215.
Once again, I am your co-host Miguel. I'm the seventh wheel.
Tell everybody your cash app.
Yeah, put your cash app in there.
We ain't at that point yet.
Oh, not yet. We gotta be a month out.
I'll do that. We're gonna start that in 2020.
You just promoted the birthday. You trying to get the photos,
baby. I can pay for my birthday. I just want people to go.
You ain't gotta pay for it though if you get the cash.
I'm grateful to be able to.
All you gotta do is them two Johns that was giving you the drinks.
That's already set.
Anyway, I'm D White. I'm D White, aka Flight.
I didn't even get to do my outro.
You did.
I am Miguel.
You did.
I'm the seventh wheel, Terry. Miguel, I'd rather go for a cougar. Turley.
Oh, no, you want to do some more. That's what you want. Okay.
No. I got some cougars that even posted on my video the other day.
Oh. You a killer.
I told you I'm trying to get my bills paid.
Hey, look, man, get some extra funds because I got some bills that need to be paid, too.
Look out for the I'm going to do a video trying to do like a recap of the cruise.
For sure. For sure.
It's gonna be a rough draft, but it's gonna be out there when we get the cruise down.
You wanna get the people? You wanna get the people another one?
Oh, that's your.
You wanna get the people another episode before we get off the cruise?
It can.
We can get everybody on there. We can get everybody on the next one.
We got a recap
of the cruise.
We got a whole day at sea.
Yeah, we ain't got nothing else to do. So be on the lookout for two of them,
ladies.
If y'all watch this one, make sure y'all watch the next one that'll be posted. Much love as always. Appreciate y'all listening and rocking with us. Episode 8, Sippity Trippin'. Miguel, I want a cougar, Turley, D-White, a.k.a. Flight. and we out this hole.